The meeting of the presidency on Friday agreed that the transitional period will begin from February 2025 as recommended by both electoral institutions and security sector. The Minister of Cabinet Affairs, Martin Elia Lomro, says that the pending critical tasks necessary for successful conduct of election led to the extension.
We were directed by the presidency to review these institutions, made their assessment of the implementation process, but also the Constitutional Review Commission, the National Election Commission, the Political Party Council, and the National Bureau of Statistics also made their reports. And from all these reports, they made recommendations. Two or three issues were recommended. One, they did not complete all the tasks that are critical for the conduct of elections in December 2024. Two, they needed us to approve extension to postpone elections and to extend the transition period as a result of postponement. We have committed, we submitted this report to the presidency, and the presidency have endorsed that elections be postponed or delayed according to the recommendations of the security sector institutions and the elections related institutions. So that's done. So the question of suspending government by the 22nd of September 2024 does not arise anymore. It's government function as usual, and these institutions will continue to implement their provisions. Two, as a result of this endorsement of postponement, we have agreed to reset the transitional period to begin from February 2025 to 2026, with the elections being conducted in 22nd of December 2026, so that now the first few months remaining under the current transitional period is used to mobilize funds that we can now be sure that we will implement the agreement according to the new timetable.
Presidential Advisor on Security, Tutgard Lwax, stressed that the extension is an opportunity to implement the critical remaining protocols in the River Talaiz Peace Agreement.
نحن رفعنا التقرير لمؤسسة الرئاسة اليوم لأنه نحن بعد طلعنا عن كل شيء تم في تنفيذ اتفاقية والفضل من تنفيذ نحن قلنا ما كوكيد الآن الانتخابات رفعنا الانتخابات ونحن سمرنا وبندينا فترة تغالية 24 شهر عشان ندي مساحة لبعض من بنود الذين ما تم تنفيذه وبعدها تبتدر عمني يكون كامل لأن الدستور يتم عمله وبعدها تدار السكان يتم شغل في دولة جنوب السودان وبعدها نرجع للقانون المفوضية تقابات بيجي وكذا بعد تكوين الدستور الدائم لحكومة جنوب السودان.
However, a civil society activist said the two-year extension has not come as a surprise because the parties to the agreement have deliberately failed to implement the roadmap they agreed upon. The executive director of South Sudan Democratic Engagement Monitoring and Evaluation Program, Merekeja Lona, said the parties to the peace agreement have not fulfilled their promises as agreed.
I'm disappointed because these same people have been governing the country and they fail to deliver what they commit to do for the people. They fail to deliver what they purport to be what people expect. They fail to deliver what they even prioritize themselves by themselves to do for the people, which is the roadmap. The roadmap is basically their own thing, and they decided alone and they extended for themselves and they failed to do it. So the question is, what is new? What else are they going to do? And I think for me, it's now not, it's not coming from a point of being worked up, but I'm rather asking themselves, have they realized that they failed? And have they realized that they have run out of options? Have they realized that they do not know how to do the best for this country? And if they have not, at least I'm telling them on behalf of the many voices that, to be honest, from our perspective as citizens, we think they cannot do it. Even this extension, I don't think they can do anything in it. They just continue doing their things. At the end of the day, when we are approaching September 2026, they will do a similar thing. And that is disservice to the country. They have failed the country.
In an extraordinary sitting of the Council of Ministers on Saturday 14, the Cabinet has endorsed the extension and that the document will be submitted to the Joint Monitoring Committee for further deliberation.
The parties signatory to the agreement believe it is extremely important to maintain the peace, security, and relative political stability ushered by Revitalized Peace Agreement. The parties therefore recommit activities maintain the improved trust gained by the parties during intervening period and the aim to achieve permanent peace, security and political stability in South Sudan by ensuring that elections are conducted in a secure environment and will establish electoral system that will deliver free, fair, credible, and democratic elections to avoid return of country to the war.
With the extension of the transitional period for another 2 years, the citizens have remained with mixed feeling, with others supporting the move while others thinking there will never be election as government keeps extending their mandate. Tidio Betty, reporting for Radio Miraya.